Wait for the marketing director, actually. So, anyways, see, shall we wait? I'm not sure if he's late or delayed or whatever. So, I'm gonna start soon. We have not don't have much time anyway. There you are. Okay. Oh, no problem. We're about to start, so have a seat. Okay. Welcome again today, functional design phase. Gotta take you over the minutes of last meeting. Okay, that was just to get to know each other, have a little thoughts on what your vision is on this project. So I put the minutes on the I made on the project chair. So if you want to review them, they're there. I will do so after every meeting. So if you have some information you want to take back, you can find it there. Anyways, today free presentations from every one of you. After that, I got some new project requirements from project board, so we're gonna go over those later. But I want to start with the stuff you did first, so we can see what everybody came up with, and after that, we can have the new requirements and share some thoughts. So, who would like want to go first? Take it.
There was a bit of a problem with my computer, so not the whole presentation.
Anyway, let's see what you have. Oh, you're still a bit open.
I want to open the minds.
You should close it on your own notebook, I guess. Is it there? Okay.
The functional requirements, it's very important for the user who wants the method we use. It's not a slide because it went wrong, but the method we use, we tested it with 100 men, and we asked them to what the remote feel like and what's important.
If I can cut in, is it people or men? Oh,
People, sorry.
is it people? Okay.
Both
I thought it
men.
was only men, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Findings, 75% of the users find most remote controls ugly. That's pretty shocking.
So we have to do something about that.
Yeah, most they want to spend money for a better system, for better remote control. So we can do a little nice things with it. And we use Cephalot. So that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Not all is it on my PowerPoint presentation.
Okay, just talk ahead.
The relevant buttons are the power, the channel selection, and the volume selection. It's the most basic buttons the user wants to use. Less important is TV text. They use it, but it's not very important. On a scale of 0 to 10, they 6.5.
Okay, that's okay.
And not important is the channel selection.
That's a little weird.
Which channel? No. That's very important. But not important is the audio settings, display settings, and
Okay, we could hide those under a menu or something. Okay.
new preferences. A beep to find your control. That was
It's
also
like a button on your
tested.
TV?
The most people find it irritating when they cannot find their remote control.
Okay.
So I think it's a beep to sound it and you can find it. And another thing they want was speech recognition. So they can say what they want, or let's go to channel one,
Okay.
and that's kind of things. And they want maybe an LCD screen to look at what's on every channel.
I want to have a little preview on the remote control.
Yeah.
Preview what's on the channel. Okay.
Is that manageable?
Does it sound pretty expensive to
It
live there?
sounds too, it's possible, but it's, I think it's expensive, but do continue.
Cool. My personal preference is a button for my favorite channel, so I can set to my quick to my favorite channel what I have. So the remote must see or must see what my preferences are for which
Okay, you don't set it
channel
yourself, it
and
just remembers the channel that you're on most, for example.
what?
You want it to be programmed, for example,
Yeah.
you program f or you want it to recognize your favorite channel. Let's
Yeah.
see, you spend 20 minutes each day on that channel,
Yeah.
so it recognizes it's your favorite channel.
Yeah, that's what my personal preference is.
Okay, so it does it recognize itself. You don't have to set it.
I
Okay.
can't set it. Maybe it's easier to set it with.
Okay.
I don't know, it's manageable.
Let's see.
We will see. It's a little bit sign of it. It's a
Okay.
little bit I lost at the computer request. So.
No problem. It's okay. Let's
Shall I go
yeah,
back?
go ahead.
So some technical functions. Basically, I have some issues which you discussed earlier. Let's just start with the method. It sounds really easy. What does the user do? What does the remote control do? But there are quite some issues. So the things I'm going to concentrate on are the user aspects, because the technical aspect, that's pretty much covered. We can do that. What goes wrong with the user? Gets the remote control. Where is the remote control? We've all had it once. I want to watch on television. Where's the remote control? That was one of your ideas, which you posted
No.
in the network forum.
That seems very good.
Really good idea. These are just the issues. I come to some personal experience findings, possible solutions later. Searches for the button. There are many buttons on a remote control which are not clear. So either we lose those or we try to make it a little bit more clear. Also, symbols tend to fade after a while. There's nothing more annoying than faded symbols because you don't know which channel is this button. So possibly we could find a
Okay,
better
so
way
have it more, make it more
to
durable actually.
yes.
Okay.
Covered that. Oh yes, the user presses the button. Usually when you have a lot of buttons are small. So you press more once, remote control goes.
Okay, so the
It
buttons
doesn't do
shouldn't
something
be.
like that, so we have to pay attention not to put too many buttons on the remote control. And possibly also the side, so all
Wow.
important buttons
This,
have
yeah,
to face
make them bigger. Even
that
more
was
durable,
basically
maybe.
what I had in mind in there. Fade-proof symbols, locator, a sound, so clear. We should stick to existing symbols, but maybe we could do a little investigation to see whether some symbols are need to be replaced by others.
Okay.
This I pretty much covered. So what we want to go to is not this one. But
Yeah, it's
go
true.
less buttons, easy, some bigger buttons. So that's basically
Yeah,
what I
that's
had in
clear.
mind. This is not the final design, but
No, of
just a
course,
general idea of
yeah.
how I'd like to see
I must say that.
general idea. So that was it.
That was it. Okay, that was good. So we agree on the part that we need to get something on the remote to find it somewhere and
Yeah, it's
increase
a really good idea.
the durability of the thing. So the other aspects we'll just see what he came up with and what's possible for that budget. Okay.
The methods. There are a few questions that need to be answered. You already talked about it a little bit. Which buttons are wanted? Is our remote control universal or should it be programmable? If it should be programmable, then we need something like a mode that you can switch it. because then the buttons have to send out a different signal than they would normally do.
Mm-hmm.
And how big is the remote control going to be? I'll tell you why that's important to me. There are a lot of technical parts in the remote control, so that's why I also like to say go a little bit easy on the designs. I heard you talking about beeps and about video screens, but the material inside and the technical aspects are quite complex already.
Mm-hmm.
So keep in mind everything that you keep think of, it has to be built. So
yeah, of course.
Material study, I'm working on that for the gusts. I have to check out how far I can go with that. Normally, a circuit board is made of fiberglass and the wires are made of copper. That is how it is done, and all remote controls work that way. I think you can just go on with that. Then I've read more integration of materials means less cost per production. The more we can make at once, in one piece, that is cheaper.
You may integrate them all into the circuit board?
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you make a circuit board with the connections already on it, then that's cheaper.
Yeah,
so
okay.
So if make something that's not too difficult in design, again. This is what it looks like. It looks like if you press one button, so this is not the entire thing. You have the power coming in, and you have like a switch. If you press it, then some electrical charge goes into the processor. That thinks of a Morse code. That's how you should see it. The Morse code goes to the amplifier, then the signal is sent to two outbounds. You have infrared and a light, an indication light, that you know
mm-hmm.
it's functioning. Here again, that's my story about the different modes. If you want to make the mode universal, then the processor has to make up a different Morse code when some button is pressed. That makes it much more complex, so we really need to know who we want it for that. I don't have any personal preferences so far, except for materials to be used light.
Okay. That was it? I'll get back to my thing then. Okay, back to this screen. So I got some new information on the project specifications are changing a little. Like you said, TEDx is not very popular anymore because of the internet. Now that people don't use TEDx anymore, or hardly. So we can either, well, I don't think we should remove the button because there are always people who are using it, but I don't think it should be should be one of the big buttons, for example. Just put it somewhere or under a second option or whatever. It's not important anymore. We're targeting young people now because this is a new product, and with this new product we want to appeal to younger people, which are younger people we define under 40. Okay, so I think it's also good with the fashion and everything. So yeah.
And they want to pay for it.
They want to pay for it. People are willing to spend money actually to buy a remote that they like. They like the way it looks, the way it functions, so they're actually going to spend money on it.
With more technical specifications.
Yeah, of course. We'll see how far we can go with that anyway. So, and one thing that should be important is that the corporate color and slogan are recognizable, which is apparently black and yellow. But I'm not sure if I think we should keep the logo in mind, because with colors, you can have a lot of fashionable colors and everything on it, which suits everybody's taste. So with that concept, I started thinking, so why not just steal Nokia's idea and just make changeable covers for your, I mean, those cost hardly anything, I think, and people could even spend extra money on buying a cover, so have an entire new remote control that they like to see. Or we could, for example, we could make a different, a basic design and sell the cover separately, for example. That's just a little marketing idea that could be applied, so we can, it appeals to really everyone. So you don't have to, I think you don't have to make entire remote controls, make a basic one and manufacture the cover separately. So that was my idea on what we could do to appeal this product to everyone. So just not sure if you came up with anything in the meantime after making your presentation that you would like to share.
No, I think this is a good idea.
Okay.
But is it manageable?
Yeah.
Is it easy?
With an LCD screen?
Oh yeah, I think we should lose the LCD screen, like you said.
Yeah,
I think,
not
for
bad.
example, it's huge. I think the LCD is huge. It consumes batteries like hell. I think it takes up a lot of power.
It costs too
It
much
costs a
power. Yeah,
lot, I
it's too
think.
much.
What we could
Okay, I
do,
can hear.
what could be possible, is maybe not an LCD screen with a preview, but I'm not sure if it's even possible. But for example, a little TV guide, like you have a little, just a text only. Not color, just a little text thing so you can use a remote as a TV guide. I'm not sure it's even possible, but maybe you could make it, yeah, find a little compromise in that. But what did I write down? I think the beep is a very simple thing to implement. Just make a button on your TV and just hit the button and beep somewhere. I think it's easy to implement. We should go for that. And
Where
speech
do you want it?
recognition.
It's a, you want a button on the television.
I think, yeah, I mean, where else should you put it?
Okay, but that rules out a universal remote control. Which has
Yeah,
to
but
be.
how are you going to use that if you're, I mean, if your remote control is lost, how are you going to press, where are you going to press the button?
Maybe just a slap-on sticker with a button, which sends out a
A slap-on
remote.
sticker. Oh, you mean like a separate thing you can attach to your TV? Yeah, that could be possible. Little box you can attach it to your TV. Find it. Okay.
I'd like to know now if we want the universal remote control or not, because that
I think it's
is the
universal.
second thing I'm gonna do.
I think we should go for Universal because apparently we're a separate company making separate remote controls to sell to a lot of diverse people. I think Universal remote controls should be possible.
Everyone wants to buy it, so.
Yeah, I think we're targeting everyone. So remote.
That's fine with me, then I know what to
Okay,
do.
Universal's good. Speech recognition, I think it's very hard because we're selling across multiple countries. So I think
Yeah.
implementing speech recognition in such a small
What?
apparatus is very hard to do.
Well, when you say 1, 2, it
Yeah,
sounds
but I don't
like
see Arabian people speaking one,
Yeah.
two, you know, whatever.
Besides that, the technology isn't really super yet, so
It's,
that's
yeah,
a problem.
it's
Thinking
not a
about
mature
it in that
technology. I think it
context.
takes a lot of memory and everything in the remote
It's a
control.
good
So
idea, but it's just not. I don't think the market's right for that
I
yet.
don't think it should be implemented in the remote control yet.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Well, you should look into the materials that are a little durable. So the symbols won't fade, maybe a little harder plastic, or especially maybe you don't have to do all the buttons, but especially the ones that are the popular buttons. So those always fade first. I think that's the most important things that we have now. Let's see.
If we make a remote control with changeable covers, then we can also make a cover for every language area.
For
That
example.
makes, especially for older people, that they can read it in
Well,
their phone.
we're not targeting older people, if you remember that. Everything we target is under 40, so you assume that they read correctly. And I think that the most important thing about young people is that they're really sensitive to trends that are passing through the world. So
But should the exchangeable covers include the buttons themselves, or just
no, of course,
the
no. I think it's just something you put over them because yeah, we can. Yeah, you can. Well,
Would you imagine if
that's
I
not a
wanted
bad.
to
That's not
purchase
even
this
a.
then?
It's not even a bad idea. I mean, for example, if you're into the durability issue, you could, for example, if your buttons are faded after, I mean, if you make a durable remote, they are faded, you can just buy a new cover. I'm not sure it's hard to make. So that's a good and a bad idea.
The buttons are like a Nokia phone on a one sleeve. So you don't have to change your whole cover. You can make something that you can only remove the sleeve. You know what I
Oh
mean?
yeah, I know what you
It
mean.
works the same as a Nokia phone. It's
Yeah,
included
I
in
know.
the
It's just one piece of rubber, for example.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what something we have to look into. Either change both the buttons and the cover, or just the cover. I'm not sure which is easier. Anyway, yeah. This is what we're gonna do after just lunch break and have more individual work after that. So we'll just see where we. Let's see. So you have to come up with the components concept. Yeah. You should do some trend watching because even if we're gonna do those covers and everything, what people really want, that's what we need to know in this phase because that's gonna be the essential final design we're gonna come up with. Yeah, I think user interface is pretty obvious. I mean, it
Pretty
should be very
straightforward.
intuitive. Yeah, it should speak for itself. For example, I bought a remote control last week with a new TV. It's like all buttons and you have no idea what it does at first, and I'm not a total TV noob anyway. So I think it should be have less or very little buttons and maybe a second level menu for the advanced things, or maybe just stick them under a menu like you said, the sound options and the surround or whatever. The more complicated, just stick them under one menu and I give it a, just put it in a software piece, like a menu, and you can select everything you want to set on your TV.
Technically possible to send a signal to the television and then pops up a menu because we're working with different types of television. So we're going to work with
That is
that one.
true.
I don't think so.
No, that's true.
Because the television needs to respond.
Yeah, that's
It's
true.
an inbuilt menu, isn't it? Yes. So basically
I'm not sure if it's impossible, but there's a chance it's not, so.
Or we could use a double-sided for less used functions.
A
You
double-sided remote control?
yeah,
I don't think that's useful.
with a cover. It's basically an idea to overcome these issues.
Yeah, but then you're going to have a lot of wasted buttons. For example, you have a Sony TV, the half of the buttons won't function if you have a for a Sony, the
Yeah,
half one
basic
for a Philips TV.
functions which are not frequently used.
I
Because
don't
if
think
we
we
use
should,
a
yeah, for example.
universal remote control, we're going to have to have most buttons on it. So
I'm not sure, yeah, for example, you have to make a little decision between the part if you want a universal remote control that it should do what people usually do with their TVs, not the very complicated settings that they can usually do that with either the old remote control if they really hate that thing, but you cannot take into consideration all the different brands of TVs. I think there is a standard, for example, between because usually the menu button is usable between different brands, especially the big ones, the big brands. So. Because I have a universal remote control and it can use the menu button. So I think, I'm not sure if you can put some research into that, if it's possible, but I think just and the navigation is very basic. It's usually
But
same
there
thing.
must be a way to involve the more complicated functions of the television. For instance, if your old remote control is broken and you buy ours, then you
Yeah.
should be able to get everything out of the television that's in it.
Yeah, that's true. I
Otherwise,
think
you can
so.
lose
We
functions
need to
like
put some
sound.
research into that if we can open the menu. I think it's possible, just the way how to. Yeah, then you can do everything, I suppose, because usually the TVs have that inside their little piece of software, so it's okay.
I think that our remote control should not look like any other. For instance, Sony makes all the remote controls exactly the same for all the devices, and you always grab the wrong one because the formatting of the buttons is exactly the
Yeah.
same, only the labels are different.
Yeah, I think it should be a little distinct from everything else because it's both
Yeah,
trend. Maybe the shape can be a little different.
I
Maybe it's a
understand
little
the
more
shape,
curves or whatever.
yeah. And
So,
I'll put some on paper and present them next time.
yeah,
The idea's
just
there.
design one. Not sure what, because we had 40 minutes. I'm not sure how much time we have left for the meeting anyway. So,
I heard a beep.
yeah, but it wasn't me. It was him closing
Sorry.
something. So anyway, yeah, we could do some work now on the design, for example. I mean. What do you want? Do you want not a triangular thing,
Would you
but
like some curves or?
yeah, maybe something like this, with a little smooth inside. So you have the transmitter here, for example.
Yeah.
Let's see that you. What would be handy? I think that the buttons should be the channel buttons
Would
should
you
be
like
on their own. Let's see, one, two. God damn it.
Oh, we get the general ideas, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Another one here. Let's see what I think. These are always on top of the control, so they should be here.
And since you're holding it like this, I suggest you
I think
put
it's like
the
this.
channel up, channel down, and
With it, within,
volume.
yeah, just take it.
So you have the up channel, down channel. The volume, do we want that horizontal or
Do you
vertical?
take triangles or? I think
This
it
is
should be.
basically what people are
I
accustomed
think
to, so.
maybe we should make them. Bigger or whatever.
Yeah, I think just a
Well,
general idea. Maybe the menu button can go
yeah, in the middle.
in
It's
the middle.
usually a lot there, but
Perhaps you should also make something like a flashlight if it's lost. For people that are deaf, they won't
Yeah.
hear the beep.
Yeah, but for example, if it's lost in your armchair, we'll not
Well,
see
we
the
can
flash.
find it.
And flash takes up a lot of batteries again.
True, but it's only has to do so when you press a button that was lost.
Yeah.
We could make a combination that it goes beep and that you that some flash
LED
lights up.
lights up.
Yeah, I thought about for deaf people, for example. So we could do that. Let's see.
So we have the basic channels we've got here, the power button.
Oh yeah, that's
Somewhere
true.
over here.
I think it should be central. You shouldn't press it by accident, but it shouldn't be stacked away
I
somewhere.
usually press it on top.
Yeah.
That's what I'm accustomed to.
Yeah. Like that's gonna work.
What would you like to hear?
Yeah, I thought maybe we should move the buttons down and put it here, for example, too.
You always read from the top to the bottom.
From top to bottom, yeah, that's true. You should. I think the power button should be on top, because it's the first thing you do. Turn it on. So power button on top.
Okay, mute button.
Mute. Do we hardly? I think it should be at the bottom
is
somewhere.
Used often?
Sorry?
The mute button.
Mute. Turn the sound off.
Because I'm pretty much accustomed to it right over here, at least in general. But
I don't think it's important. The mute button. I think it.
No.
I think it should be. It could put it somewhere here. No, because yeah, people are accustomed to that. It's. You have that? Let's take this out of here. Let's see. Are we gonna take triangles anyway? I'm drawing triangles, but.
That's pretty much what people are accustomed to, aren't they?
Yeah, it's maybe a bigger, lesser than thing. So anyway, I think this should be. The channels, and. Or
well, I'm accustomed to the
no,
channels
yeah.
being
here. Okay,
yeah, that's
okay. Should we channel? Okay, well this to channel up and down.
And, also look if it's possible to make a rechargeable remote, that you don't have to.
Well, for that is, it's on one part. It's a good thing to recharge it. Maybe should what could be possible is one with rechargeable batteries, for example. You have to just put pen light batteries that are rechargeable. Because it's very annoying. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure if it's expensive, but just take a look at it because it might be a very good idea. Because if it's useful to have it rechargeable, but at the same time, if you don't want to recharge, if you forgot to recharge it and you want to watch TV now, you want to be able to put different batteries in it to use it now and not in half an hour. How about? I think I have a nice idea.
So the remote also can act as a recharger. So then you can choose to have every decision. You know what I mean?
Not exactly.
You can put in normal pen lights, rechargeable pen lights, mm-hmm. but they can also be recharged with the remote.
I think it's a pretty good idea to have like sort of maybe a base station that you put on the TV. It could be flat. You could insert your remote into it.
But I think that will cost a lot.
I'm not sure.
A
what?
Like a PDA, a handheld. You can just put it in the electricity and it charges itself.
Well, we were talking about the fact that we wanted to insert either a beep or a flash into the thing with a little separate signaler. So you could put that on a TV, for example. It could be very flat. It could be very small. It's a very small... Yeah, I'm drawing it big now, but... So you can put your remote on flat, for example. And at the back side of your remote, there's just a little hole. For example, you just put it on and it recharges, for example. I don't think it's very expensive.
Yeah, isn't that too expensive? Because that means
I'm not
that
sure if it costs a lot. That's what here.
That's
what you buy yourself.
I want to try to find out. I'm not sure if there's...
It's just an idea. We have to find out if it's possible.
People actually want that.
Yeah, they want to pay for it.
But they want a rechargeable one? I'm not sure. You should find out if rechargeable is important. Yeah. They want to pay for comfort, which is just so we could either make a separate station which just sends the signal to the remote control to either beep or flash to find it. And yeah, we have to either that or make it integrated with a docking station.
I think this is a brilliant product. I would buy it myself.
I think it would be good, actually. I like the beep part anyway. So let's go through.
Can we save
covers this? Covers this good. Yeah, it's. Oh, we can save this. Oh, saved. We even saved the end and everything. So, okay. So what we have here is I think you have to do a lot of work on if it's possible for the cost.
I hope if I have information about it, I
Maybe,
can
yeah, or
yeah.
maybe you could find out what people are willing to pay. We are going for 25 euro
Yeah,
sales price, but just try to find out what they're willing to pay for, because if they're willing to pay more, we could lose a little profit and maybe attract more customers, and we just have to see what that looks like.
I would like to make a decision on what it costs and what kind of materials. If we can choose what we want
Yeah,
to
if you have
use,
some financial information,
exactly.
that'd be nice. So,
Could you post some other essentials of what people want so that I can work with some buttons, where to put it?
Yeah.
You seem to have information on that. I'd like to see some of it.
Was it not possible to send emails around the office?
No, it
No.
wasn't allowed. It was possible, not allowed. So. So that's on, I'm not sure that you're allowed to share documents on
Yes,
the drive.
so
I don't care. I
Are your
haven't heard
computers
any
possible?
complaints yet, so.
Yes.
Well, I have your PowerPoint presentation. I can get some.
Yeah, we should have that here. I have the home page of
Yeah,
here's my
they include the new one, or
Well,
just for you.
presently here's my marketing report. Maybe
Oh no, I didn't
I
have that.
can add that in. Where would we want the teletext button? Is
Oh,
that
teletext button. Just
not that
let's
important? Do we put
make a
it
new.
somewhere
Take
over
the new one.
here?
Other side. Yeah, just increase it a little because.
And what people
Well,
want.
maybe this is something for the next meeting. I can draw out some
Yeah, draw
ideas.
us up some designs if
I
possible.
thought of
Just keep in mind that the important button should be on top
Yeah.
and either big, so the
Well, we
more
have
less important,
decided more or less the
more or
button
less.
structure. I can put the other buttons in.
Just play a little with this, shift a little up or
Yeah.
down, and we'll see what looks best.
What did you want to say?
Or just post your designs from time to time on the product share.
What I already said is
Maybe another
the remote controls are always lost, but it's also for people, they want to learn it fast, not they want
Yeah,
to
so we don't want to d we want very
go.
little buttons, just the buttons that you use a lot.
It's easy to
Yeah,
learn.
it should cover all the functions. So
Well,
we have this idea that
we
we
had
want
functions that
to.
what people do, so people change channels, people they change the volume and they change channels, they turn TV off and on, for example. That's the basic that's what you do. I'm not sure who presented that again, but those are the basic functions that people use it for. So those should be very well represented.
Yeah, but we could go a step further because some TVs have the
The
possibility to adjust brightness, that kind of menus.
That's true, but that's what we stick under the menu button. Everything is usually in
But
every TV that's configured under the menu.
But
because
that's
we're
Chris,
made of
Chris, it needs to be configured in a television.
Yeah,
If
but
it isn't, then we cannot reach it. We need to adjust
I think
the
most modern TVs have it in their menu.
True.
Isn't there a possibility to do research on that and know that for sure? If we rule out functions then and that gets known, then people have no life. Then the consumer bond or something says you cannot do this and that with it. If
That's bad
Yeah,
commercially.
we'll see what we can come up with.
Another thing I want to say is that we are looking at the market for the age
Under
younger
40.
than 40.
Yeah.
That's true.
On my report, I didn't show it in my presentation because my computer crashed.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to pay for an LCD screen and a speech recognition.
They want to
So,
pay for
did I really say it like that?
Yeah.
Those two things.
Yeah,
But I realized
show
that
me.
it said plus. That's
Yeah.
not the rule.
Younger,
Oh,
age
maybe
16
from
and 45.
55 then.
That's oh here it says.
Either if we
Younger, age 16 and
can only
45,
have
interest in main features more
Yeah.
critical. Okay, so we're not focusing on this. Well, the interest in features, not really the LCD. Oh yeah. Would you pay for speech recognition in remote control? Okay. Speech recognition is
We
quite.
can look at the possibilities for an LCD and
Yeah, just look at the
any other
possibilities then,
yeah.
because if apparently it's what people want,
How
it's
much it would
supposed to be a
cost?
luxurious remote. Maybe it's not even that expensive. Or find a compromise, maybe just a black and white, or for some extra information on it, on your
I
programs.
really need finance information.
Me too. Or me, we
Yeah,
all do.
well, if you
But
come.
I think it's something we should put into consideration. Apparently, it's what people want, so we should see if what it costs if it's possible.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we should do a little thing about the design because it looks boring, really, to me. Even if you put a different cover on it, still looks boring, so. I have no clue. I just drew something which would fit into your hand easily. I think it's a very. Sorry? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have to just keep in mind it shouldn't be too heavy. I mean, we can stick it in there, I think. Yeah, even if in the worst case, we can even. Can you get me the pen back? So, let's say people would want an LCD thing. Let's take the basic design again. What we oh crap, came up with. Let's make it a little bigger now. So it transmitter here. Anyway, we could let's say we have an LCD screen. People want an LCD screen. So then we should probably put it here. It doesn't have to be really big, but just have to be has to be there. I think it's a good place. People don't.
If you're reading from top to bottom, I think it's better to put it
No,
on top.
it's not that it's not the most important function. It's just an extra thing. It just you
Well,
press the buttons on top because your finger is on top.
if you are going to put a LCD on it, I think it's very important to use it because use it.
How can you use an LCD screen?
But nay, the function of it, so you can use it maximum because it's a lot. It costs a lot.
Yeah, but why? I'm not
Now
sure.
it's pretty much tucked away in your hand.
Yeah, if you press a button, you can see it, right? I'm not sure. I'm trying to imagine myself what it would look like.
I personally would prefer it on top.
You would prefer not? Okay. So we have three people saying it should be on top. Okay, but then you would have to stack away your buttons somewhere else.
So
Anyways.
expensive to build it, so
Oh, this
I'm
looks a
still
little.
not
Use the
convinced
maximum.
of me.
About the LCD thing.
Yeah.
Well, if it's possible, if it's not too expensive, we should include it because it's cool.
We should just try to make out if it's possible. If it is possible, we should really do it. That's we need that information. Also, keep in mind again, the LCD screen is very flat, but it needs transistors, resistors, I don't know what more, and that needs space. So I'll have to look at that.
So
basically,
I have
what we
green
have to
now, but.
decide now is what goes on top. Do we put the volume control and the channel control here, or do we put it on? Would we like to press
Well, maybe
it in the
we could
middle?
draw something that has it on the bottom, maybe in a circle, for example, like in this example. I think this is not good, but we could make circular buttons, for example, for up
Yes,
and
but
down.
we
Make
do agree
a
that
circle on
we
it because it.
keep this at the center because it's
Yeah.
basically the most important
I think the channel
piece.
button should be in the center.
Yeah.
Channel button should be stick together, for example, here in this section, because
Well,
it's.
that would make them quite small.
We're not sure
And
about the
maybe you
size
could put
anyway,
one
it's just
here.
a general design. We can make it as big as we want. For example, if we
Yes,
take.
but a big remote control is probably not something which people would
No,
like.
let's see. For example,
If you have
just.
a space issue, we can also lose one battery. It is rechargeable, so we can stick with one.
Yeah.
But
I
that
don't
would
think
have to
if
be.
we even use an LCD screen, we need to, definitely.
Yeah, but if we need two batteries and an LCD screen, that means a lot of space.
Yeah, but
That's
we'll
a
have
lot
to
of
see
space.
what the size is. The LCD doesn't have to need doesn't need to be very big.
No, but the things behind it, they need space.
Let's see.
Like the
Finish
posters. Meeting now.
Meeting now. Okay, we will.
So would
So
we
either
like this or would we like the
we have to decide with
other
it what
design?
people want. Either this one, this could be the luxurious one. So we have channel buttons here. I'm just drawing something here. I think this would look cool. You could have it, for example, small buttons here for some extra functions. So if your basic functions here, which are like we decided before, programs up and down, and volume here.
What about speech recognition?
You could just. No, I'm not sure if
Then,
we could do that, but
yeah,
we could put a microphone in here,
both
for
an
example.
LCD or an think it LC is better.
Just to do research into both, what it costs and what it
yeah.
takes for space.
Yeah.
But let's cut the meeting for now.
One more thing I'd say, let's give this a name, and not like some kind of pseudo number.
Yeah, let's think of a name, okay. Okay. Anyways, the minutes will be on the web shortly. So. There we go. Oh, yeah, to all. Nu toch lunchbreak, geloof ik, hè?
Ja,
die questionnaire invullen.